Winning from Within, A Breakthrough Method for Leading, Living, and Lasting Change. Author, Erica Ariel Fox. Getting Out of Our Own Way. Life is a series of attempts to get things right. You work to achieve your goals, you hope to fulfill your potential, and you want to be a good person. You aim to live well, love and be loved, and if all goes well, make a contribution. Some of these come easily, others don't. You do the best you can. Still, despite your efforts, things don't always go according to plan. Despite your best intentions, you often miss opportunities and generate breakdowns. You walk away from good deals, harm relationships, and generally act against your interests. Plenty of books tell us what to do about difficult people. The truth is, we need advice for succeeding when the difficult person is us. We are often our own worst enemy. The idea of winning from within is about reconnecting all parts of yourself and engaging them skillfully as you navigate your interactions with the world around you. The concept explains the links between personal mastery and high performance. It provides you with a way to fulfill a broadly felt wish to experience a world in which daily life at work and at home reflects the best of who you are. Closing your performance gap. Close the performance gap by negotiating with yourself. Can you talk to yourself without being crazy? Can you disagree with yourself? These voices can become like bullhorns in a football field, roaring for your attention. When you turn to the most important questions and choices in your life, the risk taker in you demands that you walk out on a lousy job. The side that worries about the mortgage begs you to keep trying. Whether these debates continue all day, or for weeks or months, these conflicting voices and the inner turmoil they create leave you ill-equipped to make good choices, take effective action, or sleep well at night. Your self-mastery process requires 1. Learning to recognize your inner negotiators. 2. Learning to accept and appreciate them. 3. Learning to negotiate with them to broker a new deal. 4. Learning to anchor in your center of well-being. 5. Learning to maintain centering practices over time. Inner negotiators are personal and universal. Most of you think of one or two voices you're familiar with. For example, the judge, the artist, the achiever, the healer, the rebel, the innovator, the skeptic, the mystic. The big four. Mastering 1,000 faces might sound a bit daunting. But if you have all of these different sides of you, how can you even begin to get a hold on them? To help people develop as leaders and close their performance gap, one could focus on a small set of those hundreds of faces, which is called the Big Four. They are 1. The dreamer, 2. The thinker, 3. The lover, 4. The warrior. Sometimes these Big Four are described as a leadership team, occupying one's internal executive suite. 1. The chief executive officer, or dreamer, creates possibilities, sets strategic vision, gives direction. Focus of attention is what I want, what I don't want. Power source, intuition. Skills for innovation. 2. The chief financial officer, or thinker, clarifies perspectives, analyzes data, manages risks. Focus of attention is my opinion, my ideas. Power source, reason. Skills for analysis. 3. The vice president of human resources, or lover, cares about people, feels emotions, manages relationships. Focus of attention, how we both feel, our level of trust. Power source, emotion. Skills for relationship. 4. The chief operating officer, or warrior, catalyzes performance, takes action, reaches goals. Focus of attention, what task to do, what line to draw. Power source, willpower. Skills for accomplishment. The Big Four can be used to different ends. It's up to you to apply them thoughtfully, as indeed. Meet your inner board of directors. Like any group, members of the Big Four are susceptible to conflicts of interest. Your inner board acts independently, without allegiance to any one of the Big Four over another. Your inner directors hold the Big Four accountable for staying true to your purpose and values. They also encourage you to keep developing over time. Yet, your board is 3 directors, also called transformers. They, too, have a common mandate. They share general oversight of your Big Four. Then each of them has a unique particular role. Your inner directors aim to keep you grounded, balanced, purposeful, satisfied, and successful. As their name suggests, they're each a catalyst in the change process. The transformers, directors, exist on a different level than the Big Four, operating at the core of who you are. Transformers are called your Lookout, your Captain, and your Voyager. Transformer 1, the Lookout. One of the members of your inner board is your inner Lookout, which keeps an eye on what's going on with you. Let's say you're feeling annoyed, and you're drafting a nasty email to your colleague. Before you hit the send key, your inner Lookout sends you an instant message to point out the mess you'll make by sending it. With that momentary warning, you think better of it and hit the delete key instead. Transformer 2, the Captain. Your inner Captain coordinates your dreamer, thinker, lover, and warrior. Most important, your Captain appreciates that each of the Big Four has its own interests and priorities. Each one represents part of you that cares about your needs. But they value different things, and they define what you need differently. The lover seeks to satisfy your drive for relationship. The warrior looks after your need for protection and achievement. Each inner negotiator falls prey to something that Anais Nin observed. We see the world not as it is. We see the world as we are. Transformer 3, the Voyager. The Voyager in all of us thrives on new experiences, on opportunities to learn, to expand ourselves in directions we haven't traveled before. The Voyager in you takes pleasure in traveling itself wherever it leads. Richard Branson's life story illustrates another aspect of the Voyager, and that it is the way that his profile has evolved and developed over time. Long ago, the public knew him as an eccentric dilettante, hosting lavish parties on his privately owned island. Today, he's an engaged global citizen, actively mobilizing technology and his formidable resources to contribute to the common good. Possibilities. See your dreamer's vision. Human beings have an incredible ability to create. When we're young, we call it playing. In adolescence, we call it daydreaming. As grown-up professionals, we call it innovating. Indeed, dreamers take us to new places, like Janus Fries and Niklas Zennström, Skype inventors. Dreamers enable innovation, like Sergey Brin and Larry Page, Google founders. Dreamers play a crucial role in pushing society forward, like Jawaharlal Nehru, a leader of the independence movement in India and its first prime minister. Perspectives. Understand your thinker's insight. Our capacity to think and reflect is central to what makes human beings remarkable. Without the research and clarity of the thinker, we're left with nameless phenomena that can be vastly misunderstood. Then, we act badly, or fail to act at all. You may know parents who regret scolding their kids for not concentrating on homework after they learn their kid has dyslexia or attention deficit disorder. People, feel your lover's heart. Your lover creates the emotions and connects you with other people. If you're the only person in your family who hosts on holidays or lets everyone know when a family member gets sick, you can guess your lover is on the case. The lover is expressed in a myriad roles that we play. Friend, parent, coach, mentor, philanthropist, advisor, humanitarian, confidant, blood donor, volunteer, caregiver, teacher, sister and brother. Son and daughter, and on it goes. Performance. Carry your warrior's sword and shield. With a balanced warrior, you won't trample over other people. You won't submit to them blindly either. Balanced warriors don't fight without a reason. They act in the service of dreamers' values and visions, fighting for principles like liberty, democracy, and human dignity. Heroes of our own lives. We need to harness our intuition, our rationality, our compassion, and our fortitude. We have to find our place in something bigger than ourselves, ever mindful of the wider world to which we belong. We need to find paths to integration, to wholeness, to leave legacies of making a difference. Indeed, we should turn out to be the heroes of our own lives. Then we can say this for ourselves. Life, you owe me nothing. Life, we are at peace.